Finally, this evening, let's take a listen to some of the musicians we lost in 2014. People who might not have been as well known, but made significant contributions to music. U. Srinivas, a giant of Indian classical music, died. It breaks my heart to say he was only 45, but he crammed so much into his short life. He established the electric mandolin as a classical solo instrument pretty much from the moment he hit the scene, at the age of 9. Before Srinivas, such a thing was unthinkable in the conservative world of Indian classical music. It took them over 100 years to accept the violin. Srinivas died in September from complications following a liver transplant. Just a day before Srinivas died, the world also lost Kenny Wheeler. His passing has left a massive hole in the jazz world. The Canadian-born trumpet player and composer made his home in London. Wheeler downplayed his gifts, saying that he wrote pretty tunes with bits of chaos, but that's an offhanded way of saying he connected worlds that would seem incompatible. Deeply composed arrangements next to the freest, most avant-garde blowing. But he did make it pretty. Kenny Wheeler was 84. Country musician Arthur Smith died back in April at the age of 93. Guitars, banjos, fiddles, if it had strings, Smith could master it. In the 1940s and 50s, he was instrumental in shaping the rockabilly and surf guitar styles to come. And this hit back in 1945 gave him a new nickname, Arthur Guitar Boogie Smith. Even if you don't know Guitar Boogie, you've definitely heard this tune. Thanks to the 1972 film Deliverance, where Arthur Smith's feudin' banjos took over an especially memorable scene. The only problem was, the filmmakers didn't give Arthur Smith credit for the song they called Doolin' Banjos, and Smith had to sue to get his fair share. In 2014, we also lost our last remaining connection to the family that inspired an enduring musical. Maria Franziska von Trapp died at the age of 99. She was one of the Austrian siblings who made up the Trapp family singers. With hoops, skirts, and stays in fashion too. As a child, Maria was actually the one who needed the tutoring that brought their new governess to the family. The von Trapps moved to Vermont in the early 1940s, and that's where Maria died on February 18th. Oh dear, what shall I do? We also lost Johnny Allen. He was a Detroit-based jazz musician turned orchestrator of both horn sections and string sections. He worked on classic recordings on the Motown and Stax labels, on songs like Stevie Wonder's Uptight and the Staple Singers' Respect Yourself. And in 1972, Johnny Allen shared an Academy Award, a Golden Globe, and a Grammy for this, the Isaac Hayes smash theme from Shaft. Who's the black private dick that's a sex machine to all the chicks? You're damn right. Johnny Allen died on January 29th at the age of 96. And finally, Johnny Winter brought Texas blues to the world stage. A 1968 Rolling Stone article proclaimed, if you can imagine a 130-pound cross-eyed albino with long fleecy hair playing some of the gutsiest fluid blues guitar you ever heard, then enter Johnny Winter. A year later, he'd perform at Woodstock, along with fellow Texas blues ambassador Janis Joplin. While Johnny Winter kept up the blues tradition throughout his life, his brother Edgar crossed over to the rock and roll world with hits like Frankenstein and Free Ride. Johnny routinely chafed the question he faced at nearly every venue. Where's your brother? But for hardcore blues fans, Johnny was the one they sought out. Johnny Winter died July 16th at the age of 70.